sunshine. It's more than cornfields, tractors, and pickup trucks. Whiskey soaked neon nights and getting all jacked up. It ain't only all about what they think it is. Hell nah, there's something a little more to it. It's in the way you were raised, runs deep as your roots. From the blue on your collar down to the dirt on your boots. It's how you treat that girl when she's holding your hand. You meet her kin, it's all yes sir, thank you man. Small town tough, show 'em what you're made of. Ain't nothing more country than that.
You just heard a snippet of the new single, Nothing More Country Than That, by country artist Brian John Harwood featuring country star Jason Blaine. Brian John Harwood is no stranger to the world of Canadian country music, or rock music for that matter. He has made a name for himself as both a solo artist and as one half of the very successful country duo Kansas Stone. Here to share some fun facts and to talk about his family life and, of course, his brand new single is country artist Brian John Harwood. Hi, Brian.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Staying busy. Staying busy.
You're always busy. You're a busy guy.
That's better to be busy than bored, I find.
I love having you on the show. I always enjoy your socials. It's just such a pleasure to see. Your photography is just like incredible.
Oh, it's crazy. The new phones nowadays, it's like I have nice cameras and stuff, but it's crazy that the phones are just so developed now that you take a phone from your, or a picture from your phone, and it looks like a professional photo nowadays. It's crazy.
I know. And I see all the colors that you love, your teals and your yellows.
Yeah.
Yeah. You and I both have that in common, our creative side, but we both love photography. So, yeah, it's kind of cool.
I try to add the little bit of the summer, the teals and the yellows. It reminds me of the ocean and the sun. So I just brightens everything up, adds a little positivity and happiness to everything.
We got to stay focused, don't we? It's coming. Spring's almost here.
Oh, I know. I'm holding on. I just got back from Florida visiting family and took the girls out there, and we got to enjoy the sunshine, and then we were in Costa Rica before that.
Oh, nice.
So I'm not complaining because I got to miss a big chunk of winter. So,
was that your first visit to Costa Rica? Or?
Yeah, very first. Yeah, and 50 of us went, and it was,
wow.
It was great. Yeah.
Is this like a family reunion or?
No, it was actually the ceremony. Like me and my wife have been married for, you know, the 3 years or whatever, but COVID.
That's
COVID
right.
COVID kind of ruined that. So,
nice.
So we never got to have the actual ceremony. So flew out there and, you know, a lot of good friends and musician friends and, you know, even Jason Blaine and that came out. Maybe it was good times.
Oh, that is so cool. I forgot about that because I remember when I had you on the show the first time, we were doing the song that you had written for your fiance at the time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Second time you were, the babies were almost there.
So, yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Then last year babies were here. So.
Yeah. They're 17 months next week.
So cool. So
going fast, running around, climbing, talking.
They look so much like you. It's not funny. When you have your hat on in that picture, I think it was the last picture that you posted on Instagram there with you and Jason Blaine.
Yeah.
For the song. And you had your head forward. And it's like, oh my gosh, your girls look exactly like you.
Just don't tell my wife. My wife's like, I carried them for 9 months.
I guess their personalities must be really developing right now.
Oh, definitely. 100%. You can definitely, they're very different. But it's, I enjoy watching them do their thing and learn who they are day by day.
Oh, such a great experience. And it's once in a lifetime because they grow up so fast. Their personalities change so quickly, what they like. And just, yeah, it's just
so
such
fast.
A cool experience.
So fast. I was saying that to my wife the other day. It's like I had no idea it happened so fast. Like They got all their teeth in their head now. They're only 17 months. So it's like, it feels like it was just yesterday they were born. And now they're like, you know, they don't even want us to pick them up anymore. They're just like, oh, I got no it. Way. They're walking. Yeah, they're so like
independent.
Yeah, they're so just, I got this, Dad. Like, crazy.
What store were you walking in when you had them both on the, what do you call that now?
Oh, that was in the airport.
Oh, it was in the airport.
Because, like, we know how they are now. They just want to run. Now they walk, they love running around. They love, and I don't mean walking around. They love running around. So I was just like, okay.
It was a priceless
always said
photo.
I'd never get those backpacks with the handles on it, the leashes on it. But they're a lifesaver. They, that way, like, one goes the other way, one goes the other way. They can only go so far, right? So.
I can't wait to have you on next year and just see how much of a change there is. Because, yeah, terrible twos. Those are coming too.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite year, though. That's my favorite age, though. That's when they really, you know, they really start, you know, understanding and talking with you, and you get to wrestle with them more. I can't wait to buy the Nerf guns and just 2-on-1.
You'd be such a fun dad. You're such a great dad.
It's going to be so much fun. Like, I can't wait.
Oh, I get to watch all those photos. I can't wait to meet them in person. Do they go on the road with you sometimes?
Yeah. We've been taking them as much as we can everywhere. I know they've been to the CMAOs and CCMAs with me both years. Or I guess the 1 year. Nice. The first year they were in Laura's tummy. But they've been coming to the shows and stuff like that. We got them the headphones and canceling headphones. I even brought them to Boots and Hearts.
Did you really?
To watch Jason Blaine's concert.
Nice.
Yeah, it was great.
Logan and Callie have no idea just how lucky they are.
They're gonna. I just want to show them. You know, I want them to be able to look back, and that's why I just treat my social media like, you know, I've talked to you before. It's just, for me, it's like a new age photo album. It's like, mm-hmm. when I'm dead and gone, my girls can, you know, look back and see all the adventures we took them on. And, you know, that's why, you know,
You're a softie now, aren't you?
I think I always softie. Was.
Oh.
I think I always was, but I think, I don't know if it's having girls, I don't know if it's just having kids, but like, we'll be laying in bed after the girls go to bed and we're watching a movie and like, just my wife looks at me like, what's wrong with you? Like, and I'm just like tearing up while talking about a movie. And I just remember like thinking back of, you know, when I was a kid and my, you know, everybody would tease my dad because like he would tear up on movies, sad movies and all the other
did
stuff
he really?
Like that. So I'm just like, maybe the big heart runs in the family, I think.
Oh, see, there you go. So you come by it naturally.
Yeah.
Very cool. That's why you're so connected to lyrics that you write.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think like they just, you want them to be, you know, touch people almost like those moments in those TV shows or those movies that make me, you know, all of a sudden my jaw quiver or like the tear run down my eye. It's like you want to capture that with the words when you're writing something or capture a smile or trigger a memory or mm-hmm. And that's what music's all about. That's my favorite part of writing.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Before we get into any of the music, are you okay to do some fun facts and just
I love it.
Just
anything.
Have a chat. I love talking to you because you're so open and it allows the fans just to get to know you a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm an open book. There's nothing to hide. The only thing I can be is me, you know. I would talk to people, and people are like, your branding's so perfect. Like, what should I do for my branding? I'm like, I don't have. I'm just me.
You are good. You are so good.
I'm just me. I don't try to do anything for branding. I like summertime. I like, you know, I like dogs and I like family. And, you know, so I just stay true to who I am, and it seems to work. You know.
Well, I think too, you are such a creative guy. You're such an artsy guy. And that is just one thing that goes so hand in hand when it comes to being an artist. But you also do a lot of drawings. You do an awful lot of your own photography when it comes to your album covers other people's covers too. You've been doing that too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Working with, and you know, I honestly have no time for it, but if you know, a musician that's working, because I see myself in them, if they're working hard at their craft and everything, and they reach out to me, and I'll make the time to do it. I've done some for Jesse Slack, for, you know, a lot of artists. So mm-hmm. I see them working hard, Boy James, there's so many artists that, you know, reach out, and I'm just like, wow, like they're, you know, it'd be an honor to help you out, because, like, you know, not everybody took, like, learned how to do it themselves.
You're paying it forward. Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice. Just, you know, it's like, you always got to, I'll always be one of those people that, you know, turn around and help the next guy or beside you or behind you or even ahead of you. Because I've been lucky enough to have, you know, look at the songs I've been doing, like Jason McCoy jumping on my songs, Jason Blaine, you know,
Clayton Bellamy,
yeah, like these guys are doing the same thing for me, you know, like I had, you know, Brett Kissel and Aaron Bichette and Tabe and everything, you know, take me on aside and give me advice and just, you know, just, it's the one thing that I hope stays in country music. I can see it, like, disappearing a little bit as the industry, like, gets more competitive, but I hope mm-hmm. that will, you know, help out your fellow musician, that kindness that has been in country music.
Canadian country music especially is just such a small-knit family, but yeah, they care so much about one another. I think that's the one thing I learned, because I come from the rock world. You and I have both talked, but that's when I first met you. Yep. And when you were touring with 3 Days Grace and Fingers 11. So long time ago when we were doing that kind of stuff. But I started to have to do a lot more country interviews. And there's just something that is so special when you're at a festival and you see the fans. They are diehard fans from the time they hear you until the time that you are no longer singing. They're still there playing your music.
The fans,
they love you.
The fans are the best. The fans, there's no doubt that hasn't changed. The fans are the best in country music. The only worry I have, like, you've been seeing it over, I don't know if it had anything to do with COVID or anything, but you see a lot of the internal industry. It's become more of a competitive, it's taken on more of that rock and pop aspect.
Yes.
It's really, I wouldn't say getting flooded, but there's only a certain amount of opportunities. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's become more competitive where you find less sharing, less, you know, helping out and stuff. I hope that doesn't grow, because that is one of the biggest things that I love when, you know, I got into the industry. It's just the nice breath of fresh air coming from the rock world, and that, you know, looking over your back, don't share stuff, and then coming to the country world, being
completely
so open to them,
and
look, you know.
Well, when you look at, you know, the influences, you know, the bands that you loved, because both of us have very similar tastes when it comes to that, and then coming into the country world, I think, as you're talking about COVID, you're seeing a lot of those trends evolving into country music now, where, you know, that's kind of what you like to begin with the rock stuff, right? Is now part of country.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, but as long as you, like, stay positive, keep on your own path, and just do it for the love of music. And mm-hmm. then you got nothing else to worry about, right?
I think so, because when people are looking for, the one thing I can always respect with you is you're going to make it authentic. It's always going to be raw. And it's always like your live shows, to me, is like you plug it in and you get exactly the live kind of show that I look for. It's just everybody's up there. They're entertaining. It's not just about the music. It's the entertainment too. You've got it all. You always have.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. That means so. I love playing live, and, you know, it's this last little bit, I took, you know, I took probably about 8 months off, and, you know, I just wanted to spend the crucial you know, time with my girls, you know, and I, when I released Rich, I had it in my head where I was just like, okay, I'm going to release this one and just, you know, take some time, do some writing, do some soul searching, do some, you know, a lot of time with the family. So I just kind of stopped playing shows and just for a bit of a breather. And then,
that balance.
This new year, I was just excited. I had the song that I recorded with Jason Blaine. We wrote it back in 2020. And, you know, during COVID.
It was during COVID. Oh, so this was a Zoom one.
Yeah. I had probably about like 40% of the song. Like I had the idea and a bit of the melodies and everything else, but I stopped myself from writing it only because as I was singing it, I'm like, man, this sounds like it was giving me Jason Blaine vibes all over. Mm-hmm. So I was just, I called him up and I said, buddy, I got this on. And so we had to wait till our schedules aligned and we eventually, you know, got on a Zoom call, wrote it. We both loved it so much that I asked him if he'd, you know, jump on it with me, and he loved it. I love it. It's, you know, I just wanted to capture the meaning of country music, of country, being country. I think it's got lost over the last, you know, couple years where, you know, you'll have a band like Dan and Shay and people are like, that's not country. Or, you know, the bottom line is, just like you can't buy a motorcycle and a leather vest and become an outlaw, you can't just buy a cowboy hat and drive a pickup truck
and make you country. Yeah.
And it makes you country. You know, I wanted to get, just because you listen to Morgan Wallen on the weekends doesn't make you country. A country to me is how you're raised. It's the respect of your last name, or, you know, the keeping your word in a handshake. It's how you treat people, how you treat a woman, how you, your manners, how you talk to people. That's country. I know more metalheads, people listen to metal music, that are more country than some of the people in the country industry. So I just wanted to get that across. And, you know, nothing more country than that. It just came out, and it just, the message is there. And I wanted it to be a little heavier, you know, something that was different for, different for Jason Blaine. Just to go with the theme, be like, you know, it doesn't have to have, you know, a banjo and a lap steel to make it country. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, yeah, I got Chris Basford to mix it. He does all like Motley Crue and Nickelback and all that stuff. So it has that heavy feel to it, which I love. So it's nice to dig deep back, you know, take a dig at what I used to do and add a little bit of the rock elements and stuff like that in it.
Well, I said this at the top of the show, and I said this is a definite hit for you.
Oh, thank you very much.
It is such a great tune, and I can't wait for everybody here. We're going to be playing this one right now. So here is Nothing More Country Than That by country artist Brian John Harwood featuring country star Jason Blaine here on Music's Journey.
County lines, it's more than just getting high on the moonshine. It's more than cornfields, tractors, and pickup trucks, whiskey soaked neon nights, and getting all jacked up. It ain't only all about what they think it is. Hell no, there's something a little more to it. It's in the way you raise, runs deep as your roots, from the blue on your collar down to the dirt on your boots. It's how you treat that girl. What you're made of. Ain't nothing more country than that. It's in a handshake, it's in your last name you got from granddaddy. Ain't nothing more country than that. Ain't nothing more country than that. More than a Bass Pro hat turned back, it ain't about dipping and spitting that red man. More than a draw, y'all, more than an accent or what's on your playlist, there's something a little more to it. It's in the way you're raised, runs deep as your roots, from the blue on your collar down to the dirt on your boots.
nothing more country than that. It's in a handshake, it's in your last name you got from granddaddy. Ain't nothing more country than that. Collar down to the dirt on your boots. How you treat that girl when she's holding your hand. You meet her kin, it's all yes, sir. Thank you, man. Small town tough, show them what you're made of. Ain't nothing more country than that. It's in a handshake, it's in your last name you got from granddaddy. Ain't nothing more country than that.
That was the next hit single, Nothing More Country Than That. That's right, predicting this one right here by country artist Brian John Harwood featuring country star Jason Blaine. You can download the new single on all your streaming platforms. You can add it to your playlist and share it. You can also request it at your favorite local country radio station. Such a great tune. Such a great tune.
Thank you so much.
So happy to hear this one. I know that the fans are really, like, you're seeing Apple picking it up so quickly. You're seeing everybody jumping on board. And yeah, this is going to be such a good song for you to start out 2023.
And it's funny. It's just like, I've had it for so long. Some of these songs that I have, I think I have 11 that have been recorded. I just didn't, I've been sitting on them and I haven't recorded them for so long. And this was one that I really liked. It was kind of just, you know, after taking 7-8 months off, I was just like, okay, I'm just going to put this one in, out in February as a kind of like, guess who's back. And then, I'm just going to start releasing every 2 months after that. Another one in April. And another one in June. So
I'm getting my fix.
Oh,
every other month. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, it's just cause all these songs I'm going to put, I think Morgan Wallen opened up the door for me to, like, he has 36 songs on his album.
It's a big album.
So the thing is, I have all these songs, so I'm just going to release them every 2 months. And then I think near the end of the year, everything I've done so far, I'm just going to put it on one album with, 20-some-odd songs on there. And then, you know, it'll be my first album with, like, you know, showing different sides of me, different styles, a little bit more rock, a little bit more pop, a little bit more traditional, just me, showing me, you know.
That is cool. That is really cool. I know when we talk about Kansas Stone, because there's, when you were starting out on the solo career and taking this juncture, everybody was so concerned about Kansas Stone, but they don't realize that Matt Davey, he's also been doing his own thing on the side. You guys are definitely still Kansas Stone.
Definitely. And he still plays with me with the solo stuff. He was actually here the other day, and we're working on songs for a Kansas record for next year. So so it's just
certain songs fit certain, you know.
Yeah, and it's you know, it's been a breath of fresh air really for her, you know, him to go off and do his thing, me to do my thing, and like it allows you to be more creative, I think. And then once you get back together, it's just, you know, so many ideas, and it's something healthy for us, and we're still having fun. At the same time, he plays all my live shows, and, you know, I go out and support him, he comes in and supports me. So
I love that brotherhood and support too. Wasn't it Matt's idea during COVID
to encourage
you to release the song?
Even just before COVID, like, I wrote the song Take Back all by myself. We were going to release it as a Kansas Stone song, but it was really poppy. And he was just like, he liked the song. It's just he didn't think that it was a very Kansas Stone, like what he's like, I think you should release it by yourself. And I was always been a shy person. So I was like, he's like, just do it. So I ended up putting that out, and it was my first solo song I put out. And,
incredible.
And I'm glad he did, because it just started a snowball effect. And I just got to, like, pretty much, you know, write a diary of songs. So, you know, very personal and out of my life, and share a piece of myself with everybody. So I'm glad that happened. Sometimes you need a push by the right people in your life. And that's exactly what happened.
Well, I think I understand that as well. I'm an introvert, even though this is what I do for a living, but I think that's how I can tap in to an artist and their personality, and not afraid to talk about, you know, those things that we overcome as being shy. And what's the one thing that you've learned about being shy and accepting that about yourself that you would tell someone who really wants to, you know, conquer something spectacular there in their life, but they're afraid to even try because they feel that they're too shy, or they just don't have that A-type personality?
Well, looking back at it, I was super shy. Couldn't talk to girls. And even though I had, you know, all the girls that I had crushes on asked me out, but I was just too shy to do anything. And I couldn't even play guitar for my parents, all until I was in my mid, like 22, 23.
Wow.
And if I look back, I wouldn't change a thing, because I think it taught me to observe and, like, being quiet and just, you know, really read people and read situations. And, you know, without being shy, I don't know if I would have, you know, developed the same skills or the same views as I have now. And if you're shy, I suggest, you know, it's good to be shy. Don't feel bad about it, but you also got to remember we're gifted each day at a time. And if there's stuff that you want to do and you're the only one holding you back, then it's time you, you know, give your head a shake and just take the leap. And it took me getting my hand stuck in a machine and almost losing my hand to really open.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah. So if
that's
that never
happened.
That's
a big deal. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I almost lost my right hand, you know, so that really opened everything up for me. It was that moment. And when that was healing for, you know, the 8 months that was healing, I just said, you know, that's it. I asked the girl that I had a crush on, I asked her out. I started my first dance, started playing in front of people for the first time. I just,
So it has an impact, doesn't it, when you go through something like that?
Yeah. And hopefully not everybody has to go through something like I did. My advice to them would be, just realize that, you know, you got to break it down. I think I've seen something on TikTok or Instagram. I think it was Eddie Murphy or something, but he said, you know, your average life nowadays is anywhere from like 65 to 75. And like, so you got to think about it, like, that's only 65, 75 summers. Mm-hmm. You know, that's only 65. Like, it's not a lot when you think about it. So it's like, you got to wake up with that attitude where, you know,
making the most out of every day.
Yeah, where at least do something during the week, even if it's one day during the week that pushes you towards something that you want to do. Because, you know, we all need money and stuff, but there's more to life than, you know, sitting at a job for 8 hours a day than only having a few hours for yourself. So make sure that those few hours for yourself, you're working on something that's going to make you happy, like a passion. Mm-hmm. If you're shy, you just got to push yourself past that, you know, past that fear.
I know mine started out doing caring so much in the community. And I was teaching the Never Be a Victim program across the like a national state. Then I went into the states to teach it as well. So I did a lot of television work and radio work. And I thought, how am I going to do this? Because I didn't think that I would ever be able to speak on live TV, because it's live. It's not something that you're recording and you can stop and break. You're answering live questions and you're dealing with people that are calling in. And I found when you care about something and you love something, it's never a problem. You're never as afraid as what you think you are. It's just being able to step in front of that mic and just listen listen to what's being said, deal with what you love to do. And that's something that I love to do, was to help people in the community. And that's how I started working with artists. And that just kind of bloomed into what it is today. But I wouldn't have done that any other time if I hadn't just followed my dreams and just wanted to be able to get in there and make a difference. And that's what you do with your music. That's what you do when you're helping other artists, because you're always there. And I was talking to Allie Walker today, you know, doing an interview with her. And now I know why the two of you, that's your crew. Same thing with Dustin Burr, because he is so darn talented. Man, he's just such an incredible talent that is just so underrated to me.
I know.
Drives me crazy. He is so
good. It does. I'm just like, I don't see why. Like, I think if we were back in, like, say back 10 years ago, it would be undeniable. He would be like a Shawn Mendes or like something huge. It's just the industry has kind of worked itself into, like,
another box.
Well, yeah, it's just like, who you know and friends and stuff. And
it's true.
And so a lot of opportunities for some really talented people are not there anymore. But honestly, he's one of the most talented young men I've ever met. Just his ear, his producing, his vocals. He's helped totally turn my voice around in the last couple of years. Finding my... Yeah, I had to... Because of my shyness, I think, I had just this... We call it the stap, like the Scott stap, or where it's just like, you know, I lean on these, like, Creed-ish or Pearl Jam-ish, like this low... It's more of a comfortable way to sing, but it's a lazy way to sing, and just fall back on it instead of using your own voice. He really taught me to, you know, find my voice and open up and sing, you know, the proper way, which is
nice.
I'm still got a long way to go, but I've come a long way. So.
Well, that's what Allie was saying too. She was saying that he's really helped her to have that confidence too, but believe in what her niche is in this business and the storytelling side of it. And, you know, because she could belt out something, because she's got the vocals, she's got the chops for that, but it's the style that is so comfortable for her and the storytelling that we all love, because she does it so well. And it's the same thing with you. I know that there's going to be a song that you're going to make me cry. You always do. Every time. And it's like, okay, I know it's coming. So I always know that your fun stuff is going to be great, because you are such an entertainer on that stage. You were born to be an entertainer. And that's hard to come by. You can sing, and you can have the chops to do that, and you can play an instrument and be a musician. But to be an entertainer is different. And that is something that you do so well.
Well, thank you so much. I don't know if Allie was telling you when you're talking to her, but, she's about to release her EP, her album.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dustin and I went over to her house. I think we spent a couple weekends there, and we ended up writing 11 or 12 songs with her. And so I think we got 3 or 4 on that album. And,
that interview, we're playing her entire album, because to me, I think it's so important for people to get a taste, not just of the new music, but who you are as an artist. And so that's why we talked about every song. It's very... And you, my friend, have always been one of my favorites. I've loved you ever since I first met you. It's just been such a journey to be able to watch who you've become today in country music.
Well, thank you so much.
It's pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, you need that sometimes. Like, you know, and that's the entertainment industry. This I'm sure it's the same with pretty much any industry. But sometimes you see what's going on around you, and you forget to stop for a second and see how far you've came, and give yourself a pat on the back for the achievements that you have, and stop, you know, always looking at what you know, why didn't I make this or why didn't I get this, and stop for a second and be like, you know, look how far I've come from, you know, from where I was. And I often do that now. It's just like,
I'm glad.
It's a good practice, because it's very easy to spiral into a dark hole in this industry with all the numbers and competition and limited spots available for, you know, everything from radio to playlisting to everything. So it's, you got to be grateful for every new ear listening to your stuff, every little opportunity you have, every growth, you make. So.
Well, you're pretty incredible with the music that you have for both Kansas Stone. I know you write an awful lot, you know, for Kansas Stone, and just the work that you've done as a solo artist. Country music was this is the genre for you. You're the perfect storyteller, but you know how to write lyrics and you know how to connect, and it's so beautiful. What advice would you give a young artist out there that's trying to establish themselves as an independent artist? Because let's face it, you know, you've done all of that. You wear all the hats. Making a living and surviving in that and being able to, I think you touched on it earlier at the beginning about people so concerned about the branding and making sure that they, you know, they're looking for where they fit in. What advice would you give them?
Probably take a page out of my book and learn a lot on your own, because it would get very expensive nowadays hiring everybody to do it. So, and there's so much to do, from photography to design to songwriting. Just, you know, don't give up. Don't take the easy way out. You know, keep writing songs. Keep trying to design things. Keep taking pictures. When I first started, I was not good at all. And I still got a long way to go. But I'm at the point now where, you know, I can write the songs that I can put my heart out into, and I can design the album covers that get across, you know, the image that I want, or portray the visual that I'm trying to do. So it takes time. You just got to stick at it, and don't take no for an answer. Just, there's only one opinion you should care about, and it's yours. And just make music for you and just be yourself.
Okay, so we're going to get into, okay, so you got new music that's coming. You're talking about April. This is for another one after this new, I'm so excited. See, I can't even think straight. All this new stuff coming. I'm so looking forward to it. Do you have some shows that you can announce?
Yeah, we got a few for the summer. I'm not in front of my computer right now. My wife helps me with a lot of that now that I, you know, I am playing, I think there's a few festivals this summer. I can't tell you dates, but if you go to my Instagram or my website, you'll be able to see them as they come up.
I would love to be able to come up and see you again and have a live interview. That would just be so good. I can't wait to see you play live this year.
Yes, let's make that work, because I'll be all over. And I'm putting together a little fall brewery tour where I kind of want to go all across Canada, a bit in, you know, Vancouver, like BC, a little bit in Calgary, a little bit in Quebec, Ontario.
Kitabella on that list, maybe?
Kitabella has been one that I've wanted to play for a long time.
Oh, I would love that. So close to me.
I know. It's one that's definitely on my list, and I will be, I'll be definitely trying to get there. I won't be there this summer as I know right now, but it's definitely a goal for next summer.
All right. Do you have some time for some fun facts?
Let's do it.
Okay. Now, I know you're a foodie, because we've had that conversation before about the barbecuing and that. Tell us what your, because a lot of fans don't know that you used to be a chef.
Yeah.
So tell us about that part and what your favorite food is. If you go out to eat somewhere, where is it and what is it that you like?
You know, it used to be sushi. Yeah, everybody that knows
I remember that.
And it still is. I love sushi, but I don't know what it's in the last, you know, year maybe. I've definitely slowed down. I still, don't get me wrong, I'll go out, but I think I overdo it when I go to sushi. I love it so much that, like, when I'm done eating it, I need to lay down.
What's your favorite sushi place to eat? Or favorite place to order from?
There's, here in Canada, Sakanaha or Fork and Spoon. Spoon and Fork.
I've heard Fork and Spoon. I've heard that.
Yeah. They're really good. I really love Nashville. The best sushi I've had, though, I just got back from Costa Rica, and I was actually out on a deep sea fishing boat with my brother and Dustin Bird and Jason Blaine.
Those are the photos I saw. Okay.
Yeah, Jason Blaine, Dustin Bird, Dave Thompson, like Dwayne, my old man. And we ended up catching, I think I caught a 60-pound red tuna, yellowfin tuna. And Jason Blaine caught a 75-pound or something. Like,
they're hard to catch, too. They fight. Boy, did they fight.
Yeah, I think Dustin had, a 200-pound, 6-foot rooster fish on his line. But he was fighting it. He was fighting it, and he lost it on his line.
Oh, no.
But on the way back, the fishing crew, you know, prepared some of the raw tuna, the red tuna, right on the boat. I mean, like, that's the freshest you can get. And that was probably the best sushi I've ever had. It was just so, like, I don't get me wrong, I could have used a little spicy mayo on the boat, but... But it was great, and we ended up giving them some of this tuna to take home. But we grabbed about 50 pounds of it, and we got off the boat, and all the locals on the beach. There was one with a barbecue, and I said,
"Oh,
you know,
so cool!"
I said, "Dude, cook this up for everybody." And you know, he chopped up peppers and onions, and he barbecued this red tuna in steaks because there's so much of it, and he fed everybody, and we went out and changed and came back down, and he had it all prepared for us. And you know, me and Jason Blaine and Dustin, we just, you know, it was really cool to be able to, you know, feed the locals and enjoy our catch.
Very cool. There's nothing like that. That's just something.
It was definitely we had to enjoy the catch, because it was we were on the ocean in a thunderstorm, and the waves, and like, I remember Blaine wanted to turn back, and a few guys wanted to, like, is this worth it? And you know, all the men, like, fish were jumping out of the water, and like, let's do this. So everything worked out good. That was probably the best food I've had. So
that's a cool experience.
To your question, I would say sushi in Costa Rica. That's my go-to. Very cool. My best.
Okay. So I'm going to tap into that romantic side of you. Okay. What would be, if you had to cook a very special anniversary dinner for your beautiful wife, what would you make her?
Well, probably she does love my taco salad, but, you know, we like to experiment with chicken, asparagus, you know, a little bit of, you know, Caesar salad, but like the Caesar dressing being more of a vinaigrette, you know, something light where we have lots of room for chocolate dessert.
Does she have a favorite dessert? Does she have a favorite chocolate dessert?
As long as it's chocolate.
She's
as
good.
Long as there's no mint in the chocolate, she's good.
Well, we all know that you love Tim Biebs. We know that.
I'm glad they took those away.
You were eating like 20 a day, weren't you?
Yeah. I was, you know, I think I'm still paying for that. I'm waiting for this nice weather to come so I can start jogging every morning.
Do you like jogging?
I like staying busy. My wife's the runner. She's a marathon runner. So she runs.
Oh, nice.
She runs 42.2K. She does a few of the marathons. I can already see my daughters very soon following her. They love to run just like she does. I'm more of a sit in the sauna type guy. But
gotcha.
Or
what's your beverage of choice? I know you love Caesars.
Yes.
We talked about your Caesars before. What's your favorite beverage if you were sitting in the sauna?
Oh, in the sauna. Yeah, it's still Miami Vice. That's a pina colada mixed with a strawberry daiquiri.
Wow. You got to start putting some of these recipes up on your Instagram.
If you go anywhere, if you take a vacation anywhere, you just tell them, I'll have a Miami Vice. And they'll mix up a pina colada, and they'll mix up a strawberry daiquiri, and then they'll layer it. So it'll be like white, red, white, red.
I've got to try that one. I haven't tried that.
And then you get them... And then you ask them to leave a little room on top, and you get them to put a little dark rum on top. It makes the pina colada taste like more like a vanilla ice cream. It's really good.
Very cool. I have to try that. Definitely. Okay, so if you could go anywhere in the world to fish, okay, now that you've gone to Costa Rica, somewhere else.
Yeah.
Where would you like to go?
You know, on our list, my wife and I know we have plans. We're going to go to Barbados here coming up. We want to go to Australia, but I think at the top of our list is Bora Bora.
Nice. It's beautiful there.
It looks so beautiful. So, but our list is so long. It goes from Japan. I want to go to, like, life is too short not to go see these places. I love history. Two, I just, you know, there's so much beauty out there that's, you know, it's crazy when I hear people that are my age that haven't left the province and, or haven't seen another country.
I know.
You know, to each their own, but You know, there's so much beauty on this world.
It's inspiring, isn't it? It's really
that's
inspiring.
Why I'm, you know, my girls, you know, I'm trying to take them everywhere. I just got back from Florida. We took them to Costa Rica. We're taking, you know, I want them to, even though they won't remember now, but as they grow up, I want them to really love travel and, you know, be able to look back and see that they've been these places. You know?
Very cool. Very cool. I saw also on Instagram, too, you had the little pink drum set.
Definitely. They have guitars.
I loved that.
They already have. It's because, you know, Logan was keeping a beat right to the, you know, and now Callie loves, as soon as I say the word Alexa, she, like, gets so happy and, like, runs over to the screen and she wants Shania Twain's Giddy Up.
Oh, really?
She nods her head to it. She's tapping her foot right to the beat. So I'm like,
she knows.
These girls have daddy's rhythm. So, yeah, I got a drum kit for them. And then I got a bit bigger one. And then they have I have a electric kit that eventually they'll learn to play. But I also small guitars. And
how many guitars do you have now?
I don't know. There's been a few new ones since we last talked. I can tell you, I don't know, it's somewhere near 20, but I can tell you my favorite one is being made right now. The new song, Nothing More Country Than That, has a music video that's coming out next week, and there's a company that supplied all the instruments in there called Barnwood Luthiers.
Oh, and right.
Yeah, and they're from out in Belleville,
mm-hmm.
right near Dustin's house, and he's building me a custom one right now out of 180-year-old barn board.
Ooh.
From like Ooh, and like these nice. Barns that the Amish used to put up, and like they're all 100, almost 200 years old now that they're being taken down, but he's using wow. the wood and turning them into guitars, and you'll see a
so
bunch
cool.
of them. Yeah, you'll see a bunch of them in the music video next week, and the bass that my bass player Matt Stride is using is actually one of those custom made ones from the barn board, but it was made for Billy Zimmerman's bass player. So,
that
yeah,
it's so cool.
It's definitely really cool. That's going
to
be
my favorite. Can't wait to see that one. Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, favorite song of all time from a songwriter's point of view.
It used to be Johnny's Daddy by Tim McGraw. I think that's it.
Yep.
Johnny's Daddy's Taking Fishing. I think that used to be it. Then in the last few years, it's kind of changed a little bit. Like Hardy has a song called Rock, just as a songwriter. I think he won Songwriter of the Year last year.
With that
year.
One, yep.
It's just, you know, these songwriters are blowing my mind. And me as a songwriter, I look up to some of these guys, and it's like I just was offered songs that written by Chris Stapleton and Jaron Johnson that I'll be cutting for next year.
Ooh.
And
yeah, I just love his music. Absolutely love
he's
it.
He's just so, yeah. And that's why, as a songwriter, the most important thing, especially not just a songwriter, but as a musician, you know, you can't let your pride get in the way of, I know some people are like, no, I have to write it. You know, I'm looking forward to cutting this because as a songwriter, I love Chris Stapleton's songwriting and Jerry John. And the fact that they wrote a song that it will be my song.
So cool.
It's such an honor. And it's like, oh, I check off the bucket list, you know, so
that's a big one.
And I don't know if you've seen the Super Bowl, but we were in Florida watching him play the national anthem, and
I posted it everywhere.
Oh,
it was so good.
You know, I haven't seen that. Like Whitney Houston was the only other person that can match up to that. That was it was one of those stop you in your spot kind of breathtaking performances, right? That's the emotion, and that's a true artist right there.
He's one of the best that there'll ever be, as far as I'm concerned.
He's like a new age Bob Seger, and I love it.
See, you're speaking to my heart now. You're speaking to my heart. Okay, Bon Jovi or Eagles?
Oh, that's a hard one. I was a diehard Bon Jovi fan He kind of helped shape me growing up. I think for the early part of my life, I was more Bon Jovi. I think now I would more for the Eagles.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
I haven't seen the Eagles live. I've seen Bon Jovi live. I just feel like Bon Jovi, they have some great songs, great songs. And it's hard to chase that. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to keep that going. But a lot of their stuff was their older stuff. And the Eagles just were classic. All their stuff is good. You just put on Eagles. Doesn't matter what it is.
Mm-hmm. You're going to love it. You recognize them right away. And Eagles, I don't know. It's just something so special about the Eagles. And always will be.
I watched a documentary on them. And I had no idea that they're such wild boys.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't think, but they're like the Motley Crue before Motley Crue.
That's right. Favorite guitar player of all time?
Probably still Zakk Wylde.
Okay.
Yeah. Met him once. He's, you know, at 18 years old, he was picked by Ozzy Osbourne to fill in for Randy Rhoads. And, you know, he's...
tall shoes to fill. Yeah.
He's... Well, and then he... Not only did he play for Ozzy, he started like a country project, Pride and Glory, his own thing, and started a heavy metal band, Black Label Society. But he still jumps on, you know, songs like he was on a Hardy and Morgan Wallen song. Like, he's just... So talented.
Yeah,
he just has his own style, his own sound. You know it's him as soon as you hear the guitar.
So. Oh, that is so awesome. I absolutely agree with that one. He's definitely one of the best. Well, thank you so much. I know you've had such a busy schedule, and time at nighttime is so important with the little ones, but I really appreciate you taking the time to be able to talk to me tonight.
No worries. We put them to bed. The wife just got home from work. Going to cook up some dinner.
Ooh.
Probably pass out early.
There you go. You need to.
Take it when you can get it, right?
That's right. So promise me you'll come back on in April when you release the next one. I really look forward to it. And the fans can look forward to your music video next week.
I really think that you're gonna like this one. I know you like the one that I just released, but I'm very excited for what's to come as well. So
I'm so excited when I hear that news. So looking forward to it, and I can't wait to see you on the road this summer, and we'll get a live interview in then.
Let's do it. Let's make it work.
Okay, you take care of yourself. Say hi to your beautiful wife for us all.
I will do.
Okay, take care.
See.
All right, bye-bye. A great big thank you to my very special guest, country artist, singer-songwriter Brian John Harwood, for coming on the show. I've got some great shows coming up. I'm going to be interviewing Gord Bamford, Madeline Merlot, Jamie Warren, Sean Hogan, Tim Hicks, Ali Walker, Jay Coote, winner of The Voice, is back with another special song. I'm going to be interviewing The Heels, Devin Cooper, David James, Shantaya, Tyler Joe Miller, Brittany Cannell, Runaway Angel, Anthony Tulo, Rock Icons, Lighthouse, Rock Icons, The Stampeders, Griffin Palmer, Rock Band, Harmonies, The Prairie States, Dan Davison, Annika, and so many more. Don't forget you can catch all the shows that you don't want to miss at musicsjourney.com. You can also check out all the articles, new releases, new videos, and reviews at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning into the Music's Journey show, and have yourselves a wonderful day. I will catch you here next time on Music's Journey.
From the second that you came into our lives, I've been over the good night moon. There's never been a more right time. Feels like I've been waiting my whole life on you. From the first time you opened your eyes to the last time that I closed mine, there's nothing I won't do. From the moment you took your first breath, yeah. We've got so much to learn, and I'm gonna work to make sure you get everything you deserve. From your first to my last words, you'll always be first. From the first time that you take a step to the first time that you step on the gas, there ain't a moment that I'll ever forget. I just wanna make each one last. From the first time you open your eyes to the last time that I close mine, there's nothing I won't do for you. Yeah. You don't know. before, from the moment you took your first breath, yeah. We've got so much to learn, and I'm gonna work to make sure you get everything you deserve, from your first to my last words. You'll always be first. You'll always be first. When I hold you in my arms, you know I'll never let go. I'll be with you wherever you are. From the first time you open your eyes to the last time that I close mine, there's nothing I won't do. Already love you more than anyone I've loved before, from the moment you took your first breath, yeah. We've got so much to learn, and I'm gonna work to make sure you get everything you deserve, from your first to my last words. You'll always be first.